Touchdown.
No, we should never have a drought. See, the same things I wish for me, it's the same thing I wish for you.
Life of ease, you know? Yeah, my brother Exile the Brave. Big tune.
Big hello, tune. Hello, hello again, world. Thank you guys for joining us again on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I'm your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square, and we're there again, you know, another day, another episode. And the intro song was by my brother, Exile the Brave. Wish you the best. You understand me?
Affinity album, Project Affinity. Make sure you guys go and get that.
Platforms. You see me, I say, Exile the Brave, big up yourself.
Yeah,
I wish you never go broke. I wish you fulfill all your dreams. All
right, it's not a concert right now.
The same thing I wish for me.
Bro.
It's the same thing I wish for you.
You want me to start singing?
Big
I bet you're going to stop then.
Big
yes,
joke.
Everyone. Thanks again for joining us. Before we get into the show, we're going to do our usual plugs. Make sure you guys shop with us. www.justbagit.com, JUSBAGIT.com for all your reusable shopping totes. Nikki Glitz Cosmetics for all your loose glitters.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys check her out, NikkiGlitzCosmetics.com. Slay by Neek for all your lashes and glasses and, you know, all of your little things to go with your outfit, accessorize. Check her out on Instagram, Slay by Neek. Simply Rose. If you guys need any home decor, make sure you check her out on Instagram, Simply Rose. 90 Day Win Podcast, make sure you guys check it out on all streaming platforms.
Yes.
Pure White Cleaners in New York City, make sure you guys check them out. If you're in the New York City area, you need your place to be sanitized during or after Corona, make sure you guys go and check him out on IG. K's Fruit Pops, make sure you guys check her out if you're in Jamaica. Natural Fruit Ice Pops.
Is it K's Fruit? Fruit treats fruit, or fruit pops?
I think it's fruit pops.
Okay.
For all your
Kisco, for y'all who don't know, all in a Jamaica, when you hear pop, when I wonder what pop mean. They don't know pop of the Canadian American vibration. We're talking about Kisco. Yeah.
That's even not goddess. Yeah, who else? You made me lose my train of thought.
Kisco them taste good to real fruits.
Yeah, real natural fruits. Yeah, like, it's really, really good.
Yeah, so
make sure you guys support.
Sister Kemisha, big up yourself.
Yeah, on Instagram, make sure you guys go and check out the IG page. K's Fruit Pops, I think the name is. If not, it's Kemisha _B.
Yeah, and you'll find her.
Yes, and you'll find her.
Cromanty Experience.
Cromanty Experience.
I don't know if you want to go on any educational tours, you know. What we call it now? Edutourism or me see of a hashtag a term the other day where I really like, you know. Something tourism. I don't know if it's cultural tourism or something of the sort, but I like the vibration. Maroon Town. All five I think or six Maroon Towns across the island. You get a tour of all of those, you know, different stops. Plus you get to go to the rivers and you see how the Maroons lived. You know, you see the whole culture of the Maroons. Cromanty Experience. Make sure you want to check out that. If you're there in Jamaica, make sure you want to check it out. It's
get
on
the
Instagram,
experience.
Right?
Yes, he's on IG.
Cromanty
Experience.
Experience.
Yes.
Check it out.
KQ Treats in New York City. If you need any cakes or fruit pop, cake pops, make sure you guys check her out on IG. If we didn't get you this episode, we'll catch you in the next one.
Yeah, man. And if you want to advertise with us, you know how it go. And also, do remember to support the Cash App. You don't know, the movement is real. We're trying to build, you know what I mean? And you don't know. We give thanks to everyone who contributed and who is contributing and who will contribute in the future. Seeing Cash App, it's right over there somewhere. Check it out.
Yes, today we're going to get into a topic. I just saw this on IG and I really thought that it was a really interesting thing to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So the question on IG, and big up yourself, Jessen, for this this post. I definitely think it's going to be a good convo.
Yeah.
It's, if your husband has a female friend, is it okay for him to help her with bills every now and again?
A female friend.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. If it's a really good friend, you know, I have female friends, and some of them are really good friends, and maybe if they fall down, you know,
mm-hmm.
a 1 or 2 month or something like that, and I can help, then of course I will. But I don't think it would be appropriate for it to be a constant, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you never know, somebody might be really down on them luck, mm-hmm. and you're them are really good friends. The other person are really good friends, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I think that the openness
mm-hmm.
should be first, you know, so you're married, you know, your wife should know exactly what's going on so that there's no misunderstandings where, you know, something like that might be of concern, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I don't really have a problem with it, so to speak, you know, with those parameters underlined.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
No, I mean...
Nothing, I'm just...
And you know this, I have female friends, you understand what I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm. One of my best friends is a female, you understand what I'm saying? You know this?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, let me say, it all depends on the parameters underlined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't just go out of my way for just help any female like that, you understand? Whether, you know, if it's like a friend but not a... like one of those distant friends,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to really take up myself to do something like that, because I don't want it to really be misconstrued into something else,
mm-hmm.
as I said. But okay. If it's a close friend, they don't know, me and you have to have a conversation, of course. You have to know what I'm going on. And yeah, we'll okay. take it from there.
Okay.
What? Nothing. Smiling like, oh shit, he got the right answer or something.
I mean, I'm not in disagreement with your answer. I think that it is a logical shit.
I got a good one right here, man. Oh shit. Like that look like, oh snap.
Okay.
He said that. Oh.
Nah, you're doing a little bit too much boosting. Calm it down.
That's what it looks like.
Nah, definitely not.
That's what it looks like.
But, for me, I wouldn't have an issue with you, as you said, within those parameters. If it's you helping a close friend that's really down on you know, hard times and really need the help, I don't have no issues. Like, I would never look at you and say, don't do it, like, don't help, because at the end of the day, you never know when you're going to need the help.
Right.
And even if outside of that, it's just, you know, just being a caring, genuine person, you know, just, you know, caring about your friend, you're definitely going to want to make sure that your friend is okay.
Definitely.
So that is something that I definitely understand, and that's why I'm like, I'm not against
and
it.
I can also understand.
So, like, I don't have an issue with that as far as, you know, that in that terms, and as you said, with those underlying parameters saying, okay, if the friend is, you know, down and needs help, or, you know, it's not a consistent thing, because when it becomes a consistent thing, then I'm going to have to side eye you, like, hold on now.
Yeah, what's going
because
on?
Because you must, like, yeah, something if you get something, like, yeah, you know, yeah. Just like, get issued, you know, sugar daddy, you know, Santa Claus, so right. Wag on, like, you know? So I definitely would look at you sideways, like, hold on there. And it would be a cop. Yeah, like, definitely I'd pull up on you, like, yo, what's really going on? Because, I mean, you doing, like, you taking care of her.
Yeah.
And then that would definitely become an issue. But I think I know of a situation. I won't mention any names, but I know of a situation of a man doing something like that
okay.
within the relationship. But at the end of the day, when it all came down to it, it came out that he was having sex with her.
I mean,
It wasn't in the beginning.
You have some. You have some individuals.
But then eventually it led to that.
That will, you know, take advantage of a situation like that. You know what I mean? Like,
how so, elaborate.
You know, like, you have some individual men.
Mm-hmm.
You have some man.
Mm-hmm.
Seen? And maybe even me, myself, back in a certain times. You understand?
Creep squad.
If maybe. If you give a woman a certain amount of money or whatever constantly, I mean, what is the benefit? You know,
why me take out my money out of my pocket? That's the benefit, my friendship.
To help you over and over and over and over and over and
because you're my friend and you care for me and you love me on that level. Not you're not in love with me,
that
but
is
you love
true,
me.
That is true.
So therefore, you
that
should be able
true.
To say, okay, let me do this for a friend in need without having to.
You have some individuals.
The creeps.
That. See things differently.
The creeps.
And yeah, that is just the reality.
No, that is true because I know a few men.
And
mm-hmm.
to some degree, not to the whole 360, but to some degree.
About 180?
Not even 180. Maybe
90.
Not even 90 either.
45.
maybe 15%.
Mm.
To some degree.
Mm.
Yeah, to some degree.
Mm. Okay.
Because you don't know. You learn, you grow, you understand. Certain things are just not acceptable.
Yeah.
But to some degree, I understand.
No, there's no, I don't get that. Because at the end of the day, like, if we're friends and you check for me certain way and we're friends and you see that I'm going through a hard time and you have it and you can do it, and you choose not to do it, and I'm going to look at you a certain way because I'm going to be like, you ain't really my friend because you know I needed it. You get what I'm saying? But right. As you said, with the underlying parameters, right. Like it has...
and when we say, why I say that is because let's forget that I mentioned the underlying parameters.
Okay.
And we are not like good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like a brotherly, sisterly love or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seen?
Mm-hmm.
But we are friends.
Okay.
We are cool.
Okay.
Seen? Eventually, that are gonna come into play.
What are gonna come into play?
Give a little, get a little.
Give a little bit. Get a little bit of your ass.
Give a little,
whooping.
Get a little. See, I tell you about.
Play games. Yeah, you playing games with it though. Yeah, but you playing games
tell
with
about
it
about
though.
Something
you playing that. Games with it though. Why would you even like? Don't that like stuff like that is just it's you pushing.
Me tell you about that something there, you know. Anyway.
I was singing a song.
Anyway, you have a thing named, you have some people
mm-mm.
who see things like that.
Mm-mm.
You understand?
Mm-mm.
And if me and you are just casual friends, then...
So therefore, and you and know also, that's... If you know that's what it's going to lead to, then you just tell me from the jump, like, listen, once I'm going to give you my money, I'm going to give you certain things, yeah, like I expect not, something in return.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be verbal because that's where men get it misconstrued and then they think of it as, okay, she should know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then some women don't really think of it as that and then that's where probably rape can play.
No, we're not talking about that. I understand that scenario
but
there.
It
but
can
that's
lead
not
to
the
something
scenario
like
we
that.
Where we are really
what scenario are you trying to bring in?
We are talking about a man we're married
mm-hmm.
and him have a friend
mm-hmm.
that is not just a casual, she's just a casual friend,
mm-hmm.
right? Not no friend, we're friend of the family, friend,
mm-hmm.
just a casual friend. She come every month, ask for help for pay the water bill, the light bill, the this year bill, the that year bill. Eventually, you take money out of my pocket and from my family, me I feed my youth them. And me I give you, you remember now, let's take the underlying parameters out of our heads for
mm-hmm.
a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Me I give you this little money where me I feel where usually I eat me you say
yeah,
help me use them and thing.
Uh-huh.
Me I go expect to enjoy some of it.
Oh, but if you are a married man and you are my husband and you feel say you want your next woman money, I feel say you're gonna enjoy a little bit of it. You deserve to get your ass whooped. It is what it is. You deserve to get your ass whooped because you're playing games right there. You're mm-hmm. playing with it. You're not speaking as a single man within that
no,
that
I'm not speaking
scenario,
as a single
right?
man at all.
Exactly.
I'm saying
so
I'm married.
If you're a married man, what do you expect to gain from it? Sexual favors?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit of ass whooping top on it. Like
a
hospital bill can drop right into the bills that she wants you to pay for her. Because y'all going to be playing games. That's too much. Because if you're a married man, you should understand yourself and have respect for the situation. If you're going to help a friend, let it be that, helping a friend. It shouldn't be anything more than that, which you have in the misconception, because that's what it is, that, okay, once I give her my money, then mom must get a little bit of thing.
Yeah, give her a little, get a little.
No.
Understand, so the married woman, I got vexed. Your wife is going to be totally...
Oh, so that's out. Just is gonna be like your wife is just gonna be totally upset. No, that's all it's gonna be.
She's gonna be spazzing, but as me say, you know, me just a thing from the angle of it's not right. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. All right, if me now say it's correct, so me don't want to no forget me. Don't get me wrong. Me now say it right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying naturally, me I expect say something like that. I go ensue.
That's why naturally you should expect an ass whooping to follow suit. Like what I don't get it. Like you're acting like I'm the one that's being irrational right here. Like I'm just not thinking. It's logics. No, if you know that you're gonna put yourself in a situation like that, you don't do it. But if you know you're gonna put yourself in a situation and you know that it's gonna come out to the outcome where you're gonna say, "All right, I forget about something because of odd man gear," you don't do it then, because you're not doing it with the open heart.
That's true.
You're doing it to receive something, and if you're gonna do something for that reason, don't do it at all.
If it slip, then at that point.
So what do you mean slip? How you gonna slip and slide in the vagina? Bro, stop playing game. Like, even how if, you slip? Even how if, you slip? You ice skating? You're not. Stop.
Even if the scenario come about and you slip.
Your voice is cracking. Stop playing games.
Even if the scenario come about and you slip.
Mm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Then why not conversation first? Why get upset and to the point of physical vibration?
So why wasn't that a conversation in the beginning when you figure say you didn't want to get back some after you and give? Why you never sit down with your wife and say,
why are you playing tit for tat?
I'm being reasonable. Susie, you're gonna say, Susie, you know what I say, may I give Tasha some money, you know, so at the end of the month, may I expect something from Tasha back, you know, I hope you never expect that come about.
All right.
If that is the conversation, then I can say, okay, I would respect
you're
it.
Alright to that?
Alright to that, you must see.
I'm just asking because you brought that up. Like, that's interesting. Can you imagine a man knowingly give a casual friend some money and him have him wife?
First of all, I'm not going to be okay with you giving a casual friend money.
Hold on. A man knowingly giving this woman, a casual friend, money. Mm-hmm. See? And eventually it come to a point where he must say to himself, say, no, sir, a fool should I take my family. I got one little exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my wife and him come to me and say, baby, you know, some more reason with you about a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, give such person some money and you know it turn out that she take it for habit and you know I come every month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know say I feel like I'm gonna need back some other money like whatever. Would you be okay with me taking back some money, you know, in return, in that type of way?
Vagina is sexually. Not money. Vagina is not money.
I understand that, Nikita. That's not what me I say. Okay. I say, would you be okay with me coming to you and say, you know, say, I got exchange some for my money because, you know, I feel like, she take it for habit and I got get my returns in another way. Would you be okay with that? Without your husband coming to you and saying that to you and What would be your response? what would be your response
wouldn't
to that?
Wouldn't you love to know? And I'm not even going to give you what you're thinking. I would say, honey, that's fine. If you want to go ahead and do that, no problem. Enjoy.
Well, you wouldn't respect the man for coming to you and say, you know,
no, I respect the honesty.
But
honesty has a certain line between, it can be, it's a thin line between honesty and disrespect.
Yeah, true.
So for you as a husband to come to your wife with a bold ass question like that.
Honesty is not always the best policy.
Okay. Sometimes your father's understand this, tiptoe, don't stay up on the borderline, don't go over. All right, because once you go over, then anything else is possible. But that don't make no sense to me. Like, if that's what you want to do, and if that's what you feel like is the outcome of it, and you keep giving her your money and you're not getting nothing, there's nothing wrong with keeping your money in your pocket. Yeah. You do have a family. You do have other things to spend your money on. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you feel violated, you know, like...
How you feel violated? She didn't hold you up and take it out your pocket. You willingly took it out of your pocket and gave it to her. So how do you feel violated? You should just be playing, just feeling like, damn, I'm a damn fool because I just gave all my money and I ain't get shit from it. Or I can't get anything from it. That's how...
Self-gratification is good, you know? For no say, you know, you make charitable donations every month.
Yeah, but if that's the case, don't expect anything from charitable.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's charitable donation. That you feel, you know, you feel like you help someone, and you know.
Yeah, but if that's the case, you should not be looking for anything in return.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's how far that's the limit it should go in terms of looking for.
No, but that's all it should be. If that's what it's gonna be, if you're gonna help a if you're gonna help a friend and you're in a married. You know, a married situation. Yeah, if you're in a married situation and you're helping a friend, like, you have to understand certain lines and certain things where it's going to be pushing it or it's help.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be disrespect or honesty, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thin line, so you just have to know how to move around it, because if not, somebody might get their head knocked off.
I agree.
So.
I agree.
That's just the reality of it as well.
Yeah. So. But yeah, I guess, you know, that's the parameters still, you know, may I work on that. That's my answer.
Yeah, if it's, as I said, if it's you being friends with someone and the friend is really in need and, you know what I'm saying, I know of her and I know that's your friend, like your bona fide friend, I have no issues with you doing that. Yeah. Like, I would feel good knowing that, okay, you know, you're the type of person that wants to help, you know, rather than sit Definitely. There and be like, well, man, I don't know what shaka do, you know? Because you do have people out there like that. You know what I'm saying? They have it that can't help and they just feel like, okay, they're just not going to do it just because.
Definitely.
So if that's the case, I would definitely applaud and I would feel good within myself knowing that you have that character within. You know, so I'm okay with that. But if it's just a regular fly-by-day, fly-by-night friend where just pop up out of the blue and then should have swan money, like,
yeah, that's
an issue.
That can't work.
That's an issue. And before you get any money out of his pocket, you got to see me first, so.
It can't work. Can't work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a good little question.
Hey, I can't bother. Make sure you guys tell us what you think about this episode. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, and comment under this and other previous episode of our podcast. We thank you so much for viewing.
What would you do?
Yeah, what would you do? Let us know how you feel about this. this is going to be a real tricky one. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Next episode, I have a follow-up question leading after off of this, and it's going to be real interesting. So make sure you guys continue to stick around and, you know, reason with us and, yeah. you know, just vibe. Be edutained.
Vibe with us.
Exactly. Vibe with us.
Yeah.
You know, thank you guys for joining again. Another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm Lacred Square. Big up on yourself.
Well, good people. Give thanks for your support. My name is Kiskistana. Who you kissing to? I see you out there loyal, looking. I see you trying to catch that kiss.
My loyal family.
Mm, I see you, sis.
Big up on yourself.
Thank you, guys. Touchdown! 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 Touchdown!